Hello everyone, how's it going? I'm Benjamin Robson and welcome to Fluency News, the podcast with the most recent news of what's going on around the world, all in English, so you can learn new expressions, vocabulary, and grammar. Before we start, I want to remind you that learning English must be fun, interesting, and used in daily conversations, or else you won't be able to take your fluency to the next level. That's why the internet's best teachers and I have put together our course to show you how to speak English for real. If your goal is unlocking your English, we can help you with that. Just go to en.fluencytv.com and register for our complete online course so you can boost your vocabulary and take your English to the next level. Now, shall we begin? Apple is known as one of the biggest producers and sellers of cell phones, computers, and smart devices. Now the company is taking a big step toward offering more banking services to its customers. The company announced its partnership with Goldman Sachs to soon launch a new savings account feature for its Apple Card credit card holders, which will allow them to save and grow their daily cash. The cashback rewards that are earned from their Apple Card purchases. How cool is that? All right. So let's take a look at this interesting form of the pronoun it. You heard me saying the company is offering banking services to its customers, announced its partnership with Goldman Sachs, and the launch of a new savings account features for its Apple Card credit card holders. When we use its without the apostrophe, it means that this it owns something. Something belongs to it. It's so possessive, right? That's why we call it a possessive form of it. It is like hers, his, ours, theirs, and yours, but we'll use it when referring to things or animals. For example, the possessive form of she is hers. The possessive form of we is ours. And the possessive form of it is its. So if I say that my neighbor's house has its own garage, I mean that the garage belongs to my neighbor's house. If Apple is offering banking services to its customers, it means that these customers belong to Apple. Easy, right? So, the next story is about the social media most people from Gen Z love, TikTok. Besides its success with funny videos and trends, TikTok is moving forward with live shopping in the US. That's right, live shopping combines TikTok live streams with e-commerce to allow viewers to buy products without leaving the app. A launch in the US will make it to the second time the social media platform has tried to launch live shopping outside Asia. However, this time will be different because the company is set to partner with Los Angeles-based TalkShop Live to bring live shopping to the United States. That's great news. Way to go, TikTok. Now, let's go through some interesting vocab. I said TikTok is moving forward with live shopping in the US. To move forward means to make progress, to advance. So, they are progressing with live shopping in the US, and to do that, they are having a launch. A launch refers to a business's planned and coordinated effort to debut a new product to the market and make that product generally available for purchase. Another interesting expression is set to. I said the company is set to partner with Los Angeles-based TalkShop Live. Set to means to be prepared to start doing something or to begin working. So that means TikTok is ready to start a partnership with TalkShop Live. Are you set to study with Fluency Academy? You can join our waitlist now and get set to move forward with your English. Go to en.fluencytv.com and join now. Now, let's move forward with the last news of this episode. Who doesn't love being up to date with the newest technology, especially when it comes to Google? Once again, this company is stepping into the wearable tech world. Did you know that Google had already considered launching a smartwatch even before Apple did? In 2014, they came up with the idea, but it didn't go very far. Now, Google thinks smartwatches are the future again. They're about to launch the Pixel Watch. This concept is really quite simple, offering terrific health and wellness insights through the Fitbit app, bringing the best of Google, like the core Google apps, to the device, and putting it all together in a beautiful design. That sounds so interesting, doesn't it? I can't wait to have one of my own. So, Did you notice that I started this news by saying, who doesn't love being up to date with the newest technology? Being up to date means having the most recent information, keeping up with the times. So I was saying that everyone loves having the most recent information about technology. Isn't that right? I also said that in 2014, they came up with this idea, but it didn't go very far. To come up with means to propose, to suggest, or think of an idea or a plan. For example, I, as a teacher, need to come up with new ideas for my students. I need to think of new ideas to teach them. And you, as a student, can come up with new questions to ask me or new ideas for our classes. So, have you come up with any new ideas recently? All right, guys, we've come to the end of this episode. Now, I think I will check my TikTok and see if I can buy that smartwatch with my Apple Card. But first, I have some English sentences to practice on Memhack. While I'm surfing on the internet, I'll take some time to study a little bit, in a very fun and personalized way. The app is totally free, and the link is in the description of this episode. That's it for today, guys. I'll see you next time.